Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Jesus continued his sermon in the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew in verse 31, saying, "It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the grounds of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." You know, if we find ourselves nodding our heads in agreement with Jesus' teaching up to this point in the sermon, our comfort with Jesus' commands tends to shift as he addresses divorce, just the way it is. These two verses seem both harsh and, frankly, uncompromising. Most of us know and love people who have been or are divorced. Family members and friends, perhaps even ourselves, have had to endure significant relational breaks. Now, this passage of Scripture can really seem overly judgmental and callous, and we're tempted to dismiss this admonition as not in keeping with the times, nor in line with our understanding of the grace that is needed, frankly, to make sense of our personal histories and relational challenges. It's at this moment in Jesus' sermon that we need to decide, are we going to pick and choose the commands of Jesus that we will and will not follow? Or are we going to commit to Jesus' proposed way of life, trusting that his teaching is undergirded by a wisdom that is essential, really truly essential to a good and faithful life? Now, people who immediately recoil from this particular teaching often miss out on the depth of what Jesus was actually trying to communicate. While Jesus is certainly not in favor of divorce, he's communicating something much more significant than mere relational expectations. You know, taken with the teaching that immediately follows these two verses, you begin to get a sense that Jesus' overarching concern is that vows and commitments to others are serious matters. Vows should not be made or broken lightly. The promises we make should be kept as a sacred bond. Because of Jesus' assertion that a divorce is an acceptable response to adultery, we know that Jesus understood that there are certain behaviors or infidelities that would necessitate a relational break. I mean, let's be clear. Jesus does not affirm abuse. Jesus does not endorse neglect. Jesus does not encourage carelessness between people committed to one another. However, Jesus clearly believed that vows are serious business and relationships should not be easily or cavalierly discarded. Now, there's one other truly important feature of this teaching of which I think we must take note. In a very real way, Jesus is advocating for the protection of women. I don't want you to miss that. This is a significant theme in Jesus' ministry. In an age when women were considered property, a divorced woman might be forced into poverty, maybe even death. I mean, there were very few avenues of support for women who were given a certificate of divorce. You know, Jesus understood that women were to be valued and to be treasured in ways that weren't commonplace in his day and age. Dismissing a wife because she displeased her husband was akin to breaking a sacred commandment of God. Now, Jesus' prohibition of divorce was primarily an advocacy for the care and welfare of women. Vows are to be honored. Women are to be protected and cared for. So do not take vows lightly and take good care of those pledged to you. Care between people and protection of the vulnerable are at the heart of Jesus' teaching on divorce. So the question I want you to wrestle with is simply this. What is a vow or promise that you have made in the past, recent or distant, that you need to recommit yourself to? Now, in terms of practice, I want you to think, for instance, about the vows you made when you became a Christian. You may or not remember the wording, but when you were baptized, when you joined a new church, or when you had a child baptized, think about what you promised. You promised to be involved in your local church. You promised to refrain from sin. You promised to follow the ways and teachings of Jesus. Whatever your plans or your prior commitments, what I want to suggest in terms of practice is to find a church and attend a service this week. During the prayer of confession that every church has, take that time to admit the many ways you have faltered in your vows. Admit it to God in prayer. Apologize. And then receive the assurance of pardon. That's that bit right after the prayer of confession. Receive the assurance of pardon, claim the forgiveness that's extended to you, and begin again. Let's pray. Lord, we have all made vows, great and small, and we've broken them from time to time or with great frequency. We've made promises and we've backed out of them. We've given our word and not followed through on our commitment. Lord God, we do. We desire to be more faithful in our commitments. We're truly sorry for our failings. We humbly repent. And we ask that you would forgive us, that you would absolve us, that you would allow us to begin again, to try again with your support and grace. And allow us to afford that same grace to those who are in relationship with us. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.